Yeah, thank you, Chris. It was a fun night.
Yeah, you guys just really, I thought, a pretty complete game. You were really efficient. You took care of the basketball. And then, of course, when you guys needed to step up and hit big shots, there were lots of guys that did that tonight.
Yeah, we all just worked as a team and settled in and played our game of basketball.
Well, when you did get a little bit of a lull there, that start of the third quarter wasn't so great. You know, they were kind of creeping back into the game a little bit and the way it was going. And then something caught fire there for you guys, and everybody started making everything from outside. I guess, you know, well, is that just a confidence level that you guys always have, that everybody's ready to shoot whenever they get the chance?
Yeah, once someone just kind of starts hitting, then everyone just kind of gets hot, and we work as a team and just be patient, and then you get good shots. Buckets come.
Well, and of course, down the stretch, you got to make the plays to take care of the ball and then make free throws to seal the win, and your guys stepped up and did that.
Yeah, our guys did a great job, everyone on the court.
Well, this obviously has to feel great. This is a huge win, something to build on, obviously, for the future. Got to give you guys confidence.
Yeah, this will help us a lot going into the rest of the season, and good home win in front of the crowd, just everything good about it.
All right, thanks a lot, Nathan. Appreciate
thank you, Chris.
Stop. Congratulations. That had to be fun.
Well, thank you. It was kind of an up and down game there, and high scoring affair. And, you know, if you look, we really only played about six guys during that entire stretch there. I thought we were in pretty good condition. We missed some free throws down the stretch there. We were 17 of 25 from the foul line, which, you know, we need to improve a little bit. But, you know, the boys played extremely hard, and we got the win. So.
Yeah, and that third quarter obviously was a huge moment there for you. It didn't start off the greatest. You know, they get the first, I think the first hoop there, the third quarter, but then whatever switched, it switched for you guys, and you started making every shot you were taking.
Well, we talked about we had to keep them off the offensive glass. You know, at halftime they were getting, I think they had around eight offensive rebounds, and they scored on four of them. Well, there's your six, well, we're up two if we're taking care of business on that end. So we kind of talked about that, and, you know, I thought Logan Riley, Kyler Mullen, Chase, Nathan Behrens, I thought Jalen Peterson, they all played extremely hard. I thought we rebounded much better in the second half. We limited their second chance opportunities, and, you know, we'll just enjoy this one tonight. It feels good. You know, they're a good ball club, though. Stanislav is a great player. Some of those shots he was hitting in the first half were big-time shots. You know, we didn't hang our heads. We just kept, you know, kind of doing what we do, and, you know, be pulled it out in the end. So.
Well, and I think it says something, too, about having all those guys step up in that moment, being ready to take that shot. Everybody felt comfortable to do that.
Well, yeah. I mean, Nate Behrens is three in the corner. I actually told him to shoot it.
Yeah.
You know, it was just that kind of momentum where, you know, Nate Behrens doesn't really look to shoot the three, but, you know, he's actually, I think he's 2 for 2 now on the season. So, you know, just having the confidence. And, you know, we challenged ourselves there by letting them back in that fourth quarter. They made a run. Their crowd got into it. You know, but we made enough plays down the stretch, made enough free throws down the stretch to secure it. And, you know, I'm proud of the Bulls.
Well, and I also thought a really clean game. You guys took care of the basketball. There weren't a lot of true turnovers. You know, maybe had some empty possessions, but
And that's the key for us. If we can eliminate now, we did have like 3 out of 4 errors on some passes the first half, and, you know, we can't have those guys. I mean, especially the teams we play in our conference, you have to be able to handle that. Yeah, I mean, I thought we looked extremely good offensively. We really made an effort to find a great shot, not just settle for a good shot. And, you know, I don't even know how many shots we got in the paint, but we were just patient. And those driving lanes opened up when we reversed ball a couple times. And, you know, our boys made the shots, and, you know, like I said, it was a great win.
Obviously a good one to build on here moving forward.
Oh, yes, we'll take this. And like I said, celebrate tonight, tomorrow. In the gym, we'll work on things we still need to work on, which is still some, and then Thursday we'll put the game plan in for Shenandoah.
All right, thanks a lot, Coach.
All right, thank you.
And now being joined by Jalen Peterson after the victory tonight. Jalen, first off, congratulations. It has to feel good to win a game like that.
Thank you. That felt pretty good.
Yeah, well, obviously this is, you know, this is going to be a good test for your team. This is a good Glenwood team. Obviously, you won a state championship last year, brought back some of those, you know, solid players for their team, but you're both very different makeup from a year ago. And you came out here and played, I thought, a pretty clean game. You guys took care of the basketball, and that's what helps you have an opportunity to win a game.
Yeah, I think the first half was a little sloppier than we would have wanted. I know I had a couple unforced turnovers and a couple offensive rebounds that we let up, and then we really turned it on in the second half and got it back on the right line.
Well, I guess talk about that moment there in the third quarter. Everybody started to seem to start to knock them in, and you helped lead that charge. Hit a couple of threes there in that quarter. Everybody looks confident to step up and shoot it when they have to.
Yeah, I hit two, one off Tyler Munn kickout and one off of Chase Mullinex kickout. It's great passes, feet set, line up, knock it in. And then I think that energy, and then the crowd got into it, and I think Logan Riley hit one, Nathan Behrens hit one, Chase Mullinex hit one, and Skyler hit one at the end of the quarter. But those were, it was just big for us.
So. Yeah, yeah. I mean, obviously, you got some huge momentum rolling there at the end of that quarter, and carry it in. They, you know, they make a couple of runs. You expect them to do that there at the end of the game, but you guys know what you need to do as far as taking care of the ball and making some free throws at the end, and guys did that.
Yep. I think even our defensive effort in the third quarter was maybe bigger than our offense in the third quarter almost, just because defense leads offense, and we really stepped it up on defense. So.
Yeah, and of course the number of guys you got to pay attention to out there with them, and you really did slow them down pretty good. Both Stanislav and Bloom had, you know, much less output there in the second half than they did in the first. So we obviously worked on that. Well, Jalen, we appreciate you stopping by here tonight. This is an awesome win. I'm sure you guys are excited to build off of this moving forward.
Oh, definitely.
All right, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Jalen Peterson after the game here tonight, and we appreciate him stopping by. That's a win for Atlantic. Big one here at home.